Dr. Richard Lako, incident manager at South Sudan's Health Ministry, says the two new variants were detected after some samples were sent outside the country to WHO-designated testing laboratories for additional testing. It is unclear how many samples were sent to other countries for further testing. He says the testing was done outside the country because South Sudan does not have the capacity to detect the new variants. Dr. Lako says the health ministry launched an investigation after it noticed a surge in infection rates and deaths in the second wave of coronavirus cases compared to the first wave of the outbreak nearly a year ago.
We have seen in some of the samples that we sent to Uganda, we've already seen some Uganda strain inside here. We've seen Nigerian strain inside here, apart from what already been reported by the UK, that in UK and South Africa.
Dr. Lako says South Sudanese health officials are still investigating the magnitude of the new variants across the country and the number of people who are infected.
The virus keep on changing. When it's moved from one place to another, it change. It change and develop another antigens that it shows is in the different. And then when it's changing the color or the difference, is the same viral, but it has another features. Either it become more infectious, either it become more virulent.
According to a research published by the preprint server for health sciences and approved by the Uganda Virus Research Institute, the coronavirus variant in Uganda named A23.1 has a mutation similar to the first spreading variant in the United Kingdom and has quickly become the most common coronavirus in Uganda's capital city, Kampala. In addition, Forbes Media has reported that the Nigerian variant named B1.5.25, which was first detected in December of last year in Nigeria, has also been found in the UK, France, and elsewhere. It has been detected in more than 200 cases globally. Its mutation may increase transmissibility, virulence, and lower immunity. Dr. Joseph Wamala, the WHO's emergency response officer in South Sudan, says with WHO support, last month South Sudan sent at least 20 samples to the Uganda Virus Research Institute for further investigation and sequencing. Due to the mutation of the coronavirus within a locality of existence, the variant has a higher rate of transmission, according to Dr. Wamala.
We've seen like the speed, the infectivity. So many of these will be more infectious than the parent strains or the indigenous or the original strains. Some have also been known to, because of the changes on the surface proteins, some may even not be detected by the existing diagnostic tools.
Dr. Wamala says the WHO strongly advises the public to wear face masks, practice social distancing, and follow all other preventive measures against COVID-19. He says the health ministry plans to send more samples outside of the country for further testing.
And we are working with government to ensure that those samples reach the laboratory so that we actually get to characterize what these if they are variants, characterize if they exist, what are the characteristics, and also to determine how widespread they are.
Dr. Wamala says health officials also want to determine if the new variants are responsible for the recent spike in cases in South Sudan. As of Sunday, South Sudan registered 9,555 confirmed COVID-19 cases, including 7,906 recoveries and 104 deaths. To date, 121,504 tests have been performed. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.